Okay, we are so glad you made it a point to join us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, having a wonderful conversation with Bill Rozinski from ESPN. He's going to be calling Kentucky, Florida, the college football game of the week. And I guess, you know, when we talk about this no-huddle offense, like it or not, it is here to stay in college football. And I'm sure you would agree that this is now the trend, that so many more of these teams are embracing it, and you're going to see it heading into this direction. Obviously, you were talking about, you made the call last weekend with BYU and Texas, and they lit up those Longhorns.
Well, when Charlie Strong said after the game that before the game he knew his team wasn't ready to play, what does that tell you?
Well, and how many times did he say he was embarrassed after the game in postgame?
Yeah, I know.
It was tough.
I know. You know, this kid, Taysom Hill, the quarterback for BYU, this guy's a player. I would like to see him. In fact, there have been, if you read some of the articles this week, some people throwing out his name in the Heisman watch, which makes sense. He's played well in the first two games they've played. They've both been on the road. And he's a strong runner. He's got a decent arm. He doesn't scare you throwing the football, but he makes plays, especially with his legs. So it'll be interesting to see in this new age of the college football playoff where BYU as a team fits into this because they're an independent. But you know, go back to your other. I mean, this is constant here. This is what we're going to see more and more of in college football. And it hasn't quite transformed into the NFL yet, and I don't know if it ever will. Chip Kelly's the perfect example with Philadelphia. But the problem in the National Football League, as opposed to college football, is Chip Kelly has a 53-man roster. He can't dress 80 guys on the road and 100 at home and try to light up a team running hurry up all the time and having two or three defensive players in each position that can come in and out of a quickly turning football game. It's a little different in the NFL because you've got a roster of what I think active players 47 on a Sunday, and it's a little different. But I think we're seeing that it's going to creep more and more. You're going to see more teams using hurry up. You see more teams like here in Carolina with Cam Newton. You see a little more of the read option with quarterbacks. Kaepernick doing the same thing. There are some things creeping in from the college game at the NFL level, but I don't know as far as constant hurry up. Whether you will see that in the National Football League on a full-blown basis just because of the wear and tear on an offense that has to play 16 games.
Well, there are certainly pros and cons in the no-huddle offense. You better have a smart quarterback that knows the playbook. But I have to wonder, you know, the offensive line, just the fatigue factor, how much does that change, do you think, the off-season conditioning?
Well, a lot. And, you know, there are now a lot of restrictions on just how the coaches – how much time they can spend with these players in the off season, and not only at the college level, but at the pro level as well. They have cut down considerably in the amount of practice time and, you know, hands-on at both levels of coaches being involved with their players. So lots of times it's up to the players to make sure they're in shape. And, you know, if you're in, for example, this game we've got down here in Gainesville tomorrow night, it'll be interesting to see how Kentucky reacts to this offense in the heat. It's going to be warm. It's going to be in the 90s during the day, and the humidity is going to be high, although it's a night game. It will be interesting to see how Kentucky reacts defensively to this hurry-up offense of Florida's.
Well, let's talk about, since we've already hit on the Gators offensively, how would you size up defensively the Florida Gators? I mean, how does Will Muschamp's defense stack up in the SEC?
Well, you know, they've always been pretty good.
Yeah, you said that.
You know, that's been the, you know, the bell cow of this team. I mean, you look at their linemen, they've got Orr's, they're starting front. You've got Bullard's a junior, Orr's a fifth-year senior, Cummings is a senior, Dante Fowler is a junior, Michael Taylor is a fifth-year senior, Ball, another linebacker, is a fifth-year senior. I'll tell you what, there's a lot of experience on this football team. I think they're going to keep Florida. Obviously, they pitched the shutout last week, but I think, and they've been this way. I remember doing Johnny Football's first game at Texas A&M,
okay.
And they were hosting Florida,
Yeah. And
Texas A&M had their way with Florida in the first half. But then somehow, some way, Florida figured out Johnny Football, and Florida ended up winning that football game, and that was the storyline a couple of years ago for that Florida defense. And the same thing happened last year until they had a lot of injuries. This Florida defense would always figure things out by the second half, even if the other team had a bit of an edge in the first half against them. So I just think with the experience on this team, the secondary is not so much. They've got an injury there in the secondary going into this game. You got a couple of sophomores. You got one senior, Gorman, who starts back there. But you look at the front seven of these guys, and they're all well-established players, and they play well. So I would think defensively this team's going to be good all season long.
Well, Florida certainly very impressive defensively. Share a little bit more in terms of Dante Fowler Jr. Understand he's a future first-round pick, and he obviously is a very significant part of Florida's defensive line and has really embraced the role of a defensive leader.
Yeah, and that's what you need, and that's what you would expect of a guy who's going to be playing at the next level pretty soon. But that whole front line is just full of experience, as I mentioned. And even some of the backups at linebacker have already been in the system for a year or two. So, you know what, I think this is an interesting test because Kentucky comes in with a quarterback who's playing with a little confidence, Patrick Toles. They've got a couple of wins. And the big elephant in the room for both these teams is the fact Kentucky's lost 27 in a row to Florida. And anytime you've got that hanging out there, the Florida people don't want to talk about it. Will Muschamp told us that it's, you know, that was last year, that was 10 years ago, that was 20 years ago. And the same thing with Mark Stoops. He doesn't want to talk about the losing streak. Although he did get a little upset with JoJo Kemp, his running back this week, who predicted that Kentucky would win this week and end the streak. Anytime a coach hears that from his player, the player is going to hear about it, and JoJo heard about it.
And that is crazy. 27 consecutive games dating back to 1986. Kind of give us an assessment of Mark Stoops. He's in year two. Obviously, his defensive forte, remember him at Arizona, Florida State. Where do you see this program headed?
Well, they only won twice last year. So they've already equaled that total with their two wins. Now, they beat UT Martin, Tennessee Martin, and they beat Ohio last week. And if our listeners didn't know the scores, it was 59-14 in the opener, 20-3 over Ohio last week, and unfortunately, they've had some offensive line issues. They have 5 sacks in that game. But again, it's about the quarterback. This Toles kid is an interesting story because he's born and bred in Kentucky, player of the year a few years ago as a senior coming out of high school. But when he got there, played about 5 games as a freshman, then hurt his ankle. Did not look good in the spring practices the next year, so basically redshirted the season ago. And even when this spring came around, everybody thought Drew Barker, who was an incoming freshman, was going to be the guy. And Toles beat him out, and so far through 2 games, he's put up some pretty good numbers. So I think what Mark Stoops wants to do here is keep this momentum going. They've got some decent receivers. Braylon Hurd is their leading running back right now, but he's got an ankle issue. And you mentioned their defense. They've got, I think the strength of their defense are their ends. They got a kid named Alvin Dupree, who's a senior, who's a good one. They talk about Jason Hatcher, who plays end, and Desarius Smith. So I think that's the strength. I think Kentucky will come out and try to stop the run. I think Florida's going to try to, obviously they'll try to run the ball, but I think the key will be whether Driscoll has success against the secondary and can they put pressure on Driscoll. And obviously the key, as we've discussed, is can this Kentucky defense hold up to the onslaught of plays that Florida's going to try to run.
Always appreciate you dropping by. It's been way too long, and I promise we'll catch up again real soon. Thank you, Bill.
All right, Alyssa, my pleasure. Anytime.
Absolutely. Stay close. Much more straight ahead at YSR.